Wednesday, my dudes.
Welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Pull List. My name is Lex, and I am not here with my co-host Simon because he is off gallivanting with his wife. They're celebrating their wedding anniversary this week, so obviously he can't take time out to talk to me. I believe it's their sixth anniversary, but I don't know. I could be wrong. I was there, though, and it was a great day. I mean, it was beautiful. You guys would have loved it. It was right out of a Nicholas Sparks novel. Right before the whole thing kicked off, Simon cut his hand open and had to go to the emergency room. It was great. I loved every minute of it. But I will let him tell that story when he comes back. So how are you guys? Is that weird to ask? I mean, it's weird to sit here and talk to myself. It's not weird. If you talk to yourself, it's not weird. It's fine. I think the weird thing is to record it and put it out there for hundreds of people to listen to. That's a humble brag. Hundreds of people listen to the show. Oh, whatever. So as you can probably tell by now, this episode is going to be a little different. I won't be talking about trending topics, and I won't be reviewing a book in our traditional sense. Because trending topics only really works when I can give Simon all the latest news, and I get to listen to him be annoyed. It's perfect. I miss him, even though I talk to him like every day. If you do want to check out my solo opinion on trending topics, then you can follow me on Twitter at WednesdayPoll. That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is one hell of a shameless plug and the perfect segue into what this episode is even about. If you've been here for a long time, then you've heard us talk about our Patreon at least once, maybe twice. We don't do it very often. We do it a lot, I know. And you're about to hear it again. Over on Patreon, we have a bunch of other shows that you can get for the price of one disgusting cup of gas station coffee. One of those shows in particular is called The Thick Cut. Sidebar, we have the best show titles over on Patreon. So if you just want to go and support for the titles alone, it'll be worth it. I promise you. On that show, we take well-known story arcs and events and we break them down issue by issue. Every episode is a single issue breakdown / read-along, which I have a lot of fun doing, and if you read along with us, I know you would too. We started that new series by talking about a well-known Batman story arc titled Nightfall. And I'm not going to talk about whether I like it or I don't like it. You'll have to actually listen to the show to find out, but I'm sure you heard about it. At the end of it, spoiler alert, Batman gets his back broken. Womp, womp, womp. So this episode of the Wednesday Pull List will give you a taste of The Thick Cut. And Taste of The Thick Cut would be the perfect alley-oop for Simon to say something crass. Hopefully he comes back next week and he hasn't abandoned me completely. Enjoy this episode. And consider signing up for our Patreon. Show us some love. You get to read along. You comment on it. We can have some fun together. We have some other shows planned with like live streams and things like that. You've heard it all before. So check out this episode of The Thick Cut. I can't wait to hear what you think of it. And yeah, let's just get right into it.
Thick Cut.
Welcome to another Wednesday Pull List Patreon
Thick Cut.
Today, we're continuing our study of Batman Nightfall, the 1993 run from DC Comics. And we're on Nightfall 1, but it's issue 492 of Batman.
What a weird... Let's just start with that. And again, we're going to try to clean this up. Last time, for the first episode, you got the thick cut.
Yeah, you got the extra thick.
From here on out, we're going thick cut as in the whole series is thick. It's a thick review because it's long. Like the entire book, if you feel what I'm putting down.
And we also say a lot more cut words. Yeah. Yeah.
Bitch. I want to start out, though, by saying I'm not a fan of this confusing as series being over multiple titles. And I know they still do it now, but I feel like it's they figured it out. Like, this is just like Nightfall 1, Batman 492, and we're going to follow this, but it's also like there was a prelude that we didn't know about.
And reading through this, there was something missing as well.
There was.
But I will say,
if they had cleaned that up, I do like this numbering format. Like, if it was a little bit more tight, because there's a lot of these events that happen with Marvel, with DC, where you just kind of have to figure out where it is. You'll get like the little asterisk and it'll say mentioned in, you know, Spider-Man 492. Just,
and I'm not a Marvel fanboy, but they've done it a little bit better now. Not better. They realize they can make more money now by making the event its own book and then tying in whatever current issue is going on in the series. But you're focusing on company-wide continuity, where DC is more like individual book continuity.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because that makes Marvel sense.
Come out with the King in Black event, and it'll be a 6-issue miniseries. Uh-huh. And then if Spider-Man's on 492, it'll just be Spider-Man 492, and then at the top they'll have a headdress that says King in Black tie-in.
Headdress.
So, that'll, yeah, it's a, not doing it. Not falling for that one. Not Native American History Month, man. Yeah. You're not going to catch me slipping. Okay. Where do you want to start in this?
So let's just start. I mean, the first thing I want to talk about with this is the, and I know this is kind of like a blanket statement, but the art is leaps and bounds better than the last book that we read. Like the first of the Nightfall, to me, the first of this Nightfall series.
It's interesting that you said that. I agree with that, but I still don't like it.
No, I'm not saying it's great.
Yeah,
it's better than the other one. Like, this is, and like, actually,
Norm Breyfogle, the artist in this book, is a different artist than the last one. I've actually seen a lot of his work that I like. It's character work and not sequential artwork. And I feel like back in the day, just from reading this, they didn't give a shit about colorist and like the inker and the letterer. Those weren't as important jobs as they are now.
Right.
And I know this is a reprint and touched up, but I just, oof.
I mean, compared to 491 or what, like that one was awful, god awful.
Just start out with page number one, or not page number one, but the first time we see Batman, he has the tiniest arm.
Yes, well,
compared to that arm's tiny, man. Don't squint your eyes. If you gotta squint your eyes and tilt your head.
I'm smiling.
That's a tiny arm.
And his and Robin's hairdo kind of has like a weird thing going on. Very Sam Keith. But yeah,
I'm not gonna shit on the entire art, the entire book, but I'm just saying I'm not as big as a fan as I was when I was a kid reading.
Yeah. So when we start out, it starts out like every Batman event that I have. It's we left off the last issue. The inmates escape from Arkham because of Bane, and now they're individually starting to take action. So this particular issue is about the Mad Hatter, Mr. Ketch. And so he's kind of escaped from jail, and he goes to free a chimpanzee. That's the first thing he wants to do. I don't know any history with him and a chimpanzee.
Apparently it's his girlfriend or something.
Yeah, I guess so. He is very close with this chimpanzee, which you would think it would be more of a Alice in Wonderland related animal.
Yeah, same thing. That's what,
like a weird rabbit, I guess. I mean, he's not going to go to the zoo for a rabbit, but Jervis Tetch, that's his name. Anyway, so... yeah, he's being watched by this weird, cool 90s mullet-haired dude with the Falcon, Falconer from the last issue.
Yeah, I want to say that I just forget about the Mad Hatter. I love the Mad Hatter in the animated series as like a weird Batman villain. I just completely forgot about him. I think he would do well in like a Matt Reeves Batman universe.
I think so too. Yeah, I think so too.
I was crapping on Matt Reeves' Batman before I watched the movie, but I think characters like that would fit really well into that universe.
Right.
Batman's dialogue, though, is weird, man. There's one thing that he said on the first page where we see him that was weird to me. He said, They're talking about all the inmates. They have them all categorized on this giant, the giant famous bat computer.
Yeah.
He says, you know, Robin's like, it's not good. All these characters are running free. But he says, who did this to me? And like, that just seems like a weird thing that he's personalizing. Yes, it is a personal thing, but it just feels like it's a weird thing for Batman to be like, who is doing this to me, man? I'm just trying to fix Gotham.
Yeah.
It was just weird, and I just couldn't get over it. I kept thinking about it throughout the whole issue. Like, it's just weird.
Who did this?
And he's the way he talks to Tim Drake Robin, it's sort of weird. I don't know, man.
Yeah, Batman in this. It was
weird reading this Batman.
Batman, to me, is not all there here. Yeah. It's written very 90s, I guess. I don't know. That's the way I attribute it, because he's less of like... He seems crazy. Does that make sense? It almost seems like All-Star Batman. Yeah. Like, he seems nuts.
Yeah, like the Batman that we have now, like modern Batman, and the Batman that everybody appreciates is sort of like this collected, quiet, methodical Batman. This is like superhero Batman. Like, he's a superhero.
Yeah, but even then, he seems like everything is a... What am I trying to say? He seems like he is living his life and everybody else is just kind of humoring him. Like, he's like ultra serious and ultra whatever. And everybody's like, yeah, man, hey, he's really dangerous. So we just kind of got to act like he's...
Yeah, I'm kind of let him do what he wants. He runs this town. He's the bad guy. Yeah, but like you said, the mullet falconer.
That's a great... Write it down.
The mullet falconer is watching... The Mad Hatter, because I guess Bane wants to also keep tabs on all the
business main villains. In the front, terror in the back. Anyway, sorry.
I'm writing that down. Bane wants to keep tabs on all of the villains. I guess, I don't know. Is it for his own hubris? Does he have a plan? It's hard to tell for me right now.
Well, right now.
The objective.
Right. As we move a little bit further, you realize that, like, he has his plans, but Jervis Tetch has kind of moved against those. And he even captures the Falcon and adds a tracker to his leg, which is
dumbest thing.
He had a perfectly sized tracker for this Falcon, just like in his jacket pocket, which is really great.
And this guy didn't notice it.
Right.
Like he brings the Falcon back, didn't notice it. He didn't notice it until he's like back at home.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, what?
First thing I noticed within like the first couple pages is again the panel structure and the way that things are drawn. They're stuffing a lot in here, but it is creative. Like even within this middle panel on page 3, 4, you see a silhouette, he's looking, the Falcon is coming back, and just at the lower part of that, the Falcon like lands on his arm, which was kind of confusing at first.
It was confusing, but I like it. It's even today, that's really clever panel work, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see much of that even today, and I really like that. It was confusing for me too, and I agree, there's a lot going on in all these panels, and I think it helps out the art, because they don't really pay attention to backgrounds in back in the day.
Yeah.
The backgrounds are all flat squares. The onomatopoeias are lazy. You know me, I love me a good onomatopoeia, but they're not.
I don't know.
They look like, I don't know. They just look like they were inserted by like a, you found them online. I guess they weren't, you know, they didn't have that back in the day. It was like clip art that they just entered into the...
I will agree. There are some that are very, very lazy. And some just like the regular.
Veep.
Yeah.
Like the Veep. They're just like, yeah, let's just keep stamping that.
Some lazier lettering too. I hate the Batmobile. I think it's super dumb looking. It is so stupid.
Yeah, and the steering wheel is like a remote control, but also a steering wheel, but like a... Yeah, I don't know.
It's all together like what I drew as the Batmobile when I was like 9. So
yeah,
what I draw as Batmobile. I guess maybe now. It's really cool. I don't know.
I'm on page 6 where they show the Batmobile. Where are you at?
5. 5 shows the Batmobile. You're including the cover.
Yes, I'm including the cover. You're right. But it's just, it, his dialogue is, again, weird. Because they're talking about this haberdashery and sitting on Salem. And then Tim Drake is a dumbass, which I'm maybe not a dumbass.
What's a haberdashery?
What's a haberdashery? And he's like, and I, you have to read it in the Batman voice because it is even more ridiculous. A fancy name for a place where they sell hats. And then Robin says, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yes, and let's beat the police to the scene.
That Turbo. Is, deek.
Yeah, that to me is weird.
Yeah. Did you read the newspaper that gets blown up in the dust?
Yeah, there's a couple of funny ones. The one before that says, in the page before that, Optimus Times, Life is a Wonderland. Right below that, 50 die in an ecology disaster.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
And then the next page, yeah.
Oil tanker grounded. Electric cars clean. Poor range. I was like, yeah.
That was about the time. That was when they...
I think a pretty decent range now, but still.
Well, yeah, that the first ones, yeah. So we get to see Bullock again. That first panel of Bullock is terrifying.
It's terrifying. It looks like something out of like a creepy animated series. I will say that even though the art is better, some of this stuff is not as good. Like, I don't think the faces are as good in this one because Bullock is still eating donuts, man. But
I think he looks better in this one, personally.
Yeah. I just think it's weird to me. It's been less on the faces. The sequential art is better, but the less expression on the faces. They're relying on shadows, especially in this page, a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
Like, turn the light on.
There are,
it's really dark in this room.
There are 5 boxes of donuts on the table. Yeah. He wouldn't just be fat. He would be morbidly obese.
Yeah, and he's always smoking a cigar. He wouldn't be a police officer, man.
Yeah, he would already had like his fifth heart attack, man.
What's his arrest record? Because no one's getting arrested by Harvey Bullock. You just drop a sandwich on the ground. He's gobbling it up. It reminds me of the, I don't know, man. He's a terrible character in this.
Yeah.
We're supposed to believe that he's a great detective?
Well, maybe he's one of the only honorable detectives. Gotham City has a lot of shitty detectives. So maybe he's the best of the shitty detectives.
That's sad. That's even more depressing. Gotham, you suck.
I guess we got Montoya. I guess she's just a beat cop. She's just wearing her uniform.
Yeah. Yeah. That's because she was a lady in the 90s, man.
Wearing her uniform.
He didn't get to go to detective school yet. He talks about that in this page. We're dealing with random lunacy. The kind of stuff they don't teach in detective school. What? What? Do they have old school?
I didn't, yeah.
They don't.
Oh, thanks.
Just in case you didn't know, they don't.
This next page, one thing I don't like, and I don't, this is probably going to continue through this whole run. I don't like long ears Batman. I don't like stupid long ears Batman. I don't get it.
No, I don't like it either. He's supposed to be this ninja, and he's supposed to be methodical. He's supposed to be stealthy. Having these foot tall ears, you have to duck in every door that you're in. You can't climb through windows without it's like wearing a top hat.
Yeah, and he's a tall guy. Take off. He's a tall guy, so he's like 7 foot tall with ears.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the same way even about his the side, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. His
blades.
arm spikes, arm flares. What are those?
I don't
called?
Like them too long.
I think they don't make any sense. He would be sitting always propped up, unless they're bendable.
Which is even dumber.
They're like floppy. They're just like tassels. He's like a western jacket. Yeah. So they get to the haberdashery. There's this really awful, and I know how they used to do this. I mean, somebody cut this copy out. They didn't type it in there. I mean, they might have typed it.
But nah, you're like, right.
It's it doesn't look right on the page. Somebody should have just lettered that.
Yeah, you're right.
But they get to the haberdashery. They're like, hey, I found this note. And then they take evidence and the cops get there because...
Yeah, this Batman sucks, man.
Why also... I mean, cops don't care about robberies. They don't.
And they don't care about Batman either. Like, well, obviously, Batman works with the police officers.
Yeah. This is a kid's idea of how cops work. Because, like, I know people, their shit goes off. You might get a call to the police, but they're not going to, like, woo, like, rush over there for a broken window. For a hat store.
And honestly, there's not much they can do. We have a couple of houses in a different city that we're renovating, and one of the guy, there's the next door neighbor that keeps breaking into that house and stealing all kinds of stuff, tools, just random things. Got him on camera, have 12 videos of him breaking into the house, damn near walking across the yard, breaking into the house. And the police are like, really can't do nothing, man. Sorry.
You just have to wait in the house and shoot him.
We have to catch him in the act, which I won't talk about it on the air, but it's pretty much
we're going to get him.
So the police don't really like, and I'm not crapping on police. They serve a purpose. RIP Murph. He was, he's part of the family still.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him. Yeah, talk about your exes.
He's like the ex-wife. Yeah, but they don't crack the case. Like, they're not Sherlock Holmes every time there is a crime committed.
Mm-hmm.
They have their processes, just like everything else. Right. And this is just, if someone breaks into a hat store, it's not going to be at the top of their
Also, who has a hat store? But I digress.
The haberdashery that got broken into the same week that Arkham exploded. I'm pretty sure they're going to be like, hey, we'll get to you in a couple months, bud. The Mad Hatter stole some of your hats? I don't think that's the focus of this crime.
Do you think he fucks the hats?
Yes.
That's like what he gets
off. I think he at least gives them a real sniff after that.
He just rubs his penis around the rim on the inside. Just like,
and he does that whimper after us.
Yuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about how great this monkey is.
Yeah, monkey. No, I mean, it's smart. Smart
ass
monkey.
He's not wearing a hat.
Yeah, he's just a smart guy. He's just
a good monkey. Yeah. I have a real hard time. When I got to the second, I'm on the news, which Batman books do this a lot, where they have like this news team sort of helping narrate the story.
Yeah.
It did it in Dark Knight Returns, and I fucking hate it. I just don't like it. When I get to like the second one, I'm just like, nah, I'm not going to care about this.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not. I skim through it, but I'm like,
I think that's a space filler, but I think you're right. I think it's just for the audience. Like, it's just to, not for the audience. It's for like people that don't understand the subtext of what's going on.
Yeah. I'm like, we know Gotham sucks, man.
Yeah. They need it. They need it put out. I will say, when I saw Bane, I was like, okay, great. Like, he looks good now.
This Bane looks 1,000 times better than in the last issue.
Yeah. He looks still hairy, but he looks good.
Still very hairy, but looks so. And it looks like he has a. If this was 2020, he has a vape pen.
Yeah, he's just the vape pen. The very next page, though, he's got the remote. Like, I see what he's doing. He's like resting the remote on his face, I've done. It makes sense. But you get to the next page, and his hand is so small with the remote.
That's why he's so angry.
He's not just touching it to his face. He's like. Sniffing
it's
actually somebody's Skittles or Tic Tacs or something.
And it's a weird thing, but it's like the consistency of the tubes in his head doesn't match up ever.
No. That would be painful. Do they just like drill into the back of his head? How does this work? Is venom like a gas or a liquid?
I think it's a gas. I don't know.
If it's a gas, it makes sense because they just come in. Maybe. Because
he takes his mask off a lot. I never understood why I wouldn't do it. I always thought it would just... To me, it makes sense for him to just have it on his wrist and it just shoots into his body. And that's how he gets swole.
Right.
But maybe I guess he breathes it in. But then why did animated series Batman or animated series Bane didn't have a nose?
It's always it's or always mouth hole. Liquid. It's always liquid. Yeah, he's got that little those little lips. Yeah. But yeah, it's always been liquid in everything else that I've seen.
Yeah. I don't know.
Going into the back of his head.
And it's like a cloth mask, so it doesn't make sense if it was like gas. It was just
mask like don't work.
Inflate a little bit. Yeah. That's welcome to our anti-vax campaign brought to you by Patreon.
Yeah. Bane.
Bane knew in the 90s. Let's talk about how horrendous the Batmobile bullet train sled thing is with its one super light.
This is truly the laziest Batmobile. It's all just smooth. They added
it's a bobsled.
Yeah.
It has this, again, it has, I don't know if it's going, it has a giant beam of light that it would hurt you if it touched you.
Mm-hmm. Secret.
Just like mowing down everything in front of it.
I also love that there's a, I've never understood this. Why do we need a Batman insignia? The only time that's cool is the 60s Batmobile. But even that, it's stupid. You don't need it. We know what it is.
Okay, like, I wouldn't be mad at it if it was just like off-colored a little bit. Like if the Batmobile was dark blue. And it was like a, yeah, it was like a little off. Like it maybe just even embossed on there.
Yeah.
But no, bright yellow, that's stupid.
He needs to, it's like the Bat credit card, you know, you need to.
This is the best Batman face I've seen yet, though.
Yeah, it's all right. He looks like he's thinking, but he's always unshaven. To me, Batman is Bruce Wayne. So unless he's got a 5 o'clock shadow, like he should be clean shaven.
But in this issue, I think there's something that we're missing. Again, we talked about the prelude.
He said he's sick. Yeah, sick or hurt or something.
Yeah.
They do mention that there was a dust up with Killer Croc.
Yeah.
Or something.
Batman fought him and then Bane beat the shit out of him or something.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of Killer Croc.
Yeah. Let us know, guys. Because we're not going back and reading.
Just tell us.
Help us out. Be a part of the team. We're not paying you.
But they are doing this this thing where it's like the next page, he's like, you're strictly backup. You're only here to be my sex slave. You know, like, it doesn't make sense to me. Batman's always telling, he trains his Robins, but then he's like, I don't want you to get hurt. It's like, then why don't train him, man?
He's better about it now. And I would feel like, at this point, Tim Drake's Robin 3. I would imagine at this point, he would have more of a trusting relationship with him.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of the Jason Todd thing.
Yeah,
he died.
Robin 2 died.
Maybe that's why. Maybe he's like, I don't want you to get hurt. Maybe that's
I don't want you to get kidnapped and beat with the crowbar.
It was hard for me to read this and understand this whole page. Mad Hatter doing his jargon and then these guys walking up. I know what's supposed to be happening, but I'm like, am I supposed to care about these guys? Or are they just thugs?
Right.
And Batman.
There's a few named thugs in here. He's having a tea party, of course.
Like he always does. It's like his one thing.
Yeah, he has his tea party. He invites these guys. Oh, weird.
He's obviously never read Alice in Wonderland either.
Right.
Because it's like giant monkey there. He's like, yeah, there's a bunch of hats in that story, right?
I do love that he's like, put on the hats now. Like, he's mad.
They're like, nah. They're like, yeah, they're like, nah, man, we're not putting on these fucking hats. We know what this is.
Yeah.
And he pulls out the gun.
Put on the hats, boys.
I love Film Freak, though.
Yeah, of all these guys. And what I really enjoy about this is the artists, because I'm working on a book that I'm illustrating, like a children's book.
Yeah.
And when you have to do a crowd, you're like, how many different ways can I show the same blank face? You know, like, somebody needs a mustache. Okay. Somebody needs a mullet. Somebody needs, you know, this, that. Of course, these are all
regular
white
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of white people in these in the 90s.
Well, that's good, you know. At this time, they're like, hey, we can't be showing a bunch of, like, colored folks as, I can't say colored folks, people of color. Can't be shown a bunch of...
You're saying that they would say that.
Anyway, can't show a lot of people of color as criminals, right? So I guess I respect that. Bunch of white criminals.
Yeah. Maybe. I haven't seen a person of color in this book yet.
No, that's true. Yeah, some representation would be good.
Bane is Spanish, but he's also a hairy white guy.
Isn't he blonde? I'm pretty sure he's blonde in this book.
He's not supposed to be.
I remember reading a little bit in it, and we'll get there when we get there, but I remember reading part of this book, and I just, it was
hard. They got blonde Spanish folks. Bland Spanish.
Blanish folks. Then Blanish.
Still freak. Yeah. The Batmobile has not looked the same.
Uh-uh. No. Yeah. So, Jervis Tetch basically gives Film Freak, he's like, I want you to go get this guy, follow this tracker that he put on the Falconer, and find who's watching me. Also, make it fun. Put this jacket over your other jacket, which was stupid. Film Freak's wearing a leather jacket.
That made me angry.
It made me so uncomfortable, because I'm like, how hot?
Angry is just like, why?
Film Freak is wearing a leather jacket.
He looks like Dick Tracy now.
And then, yeah, Jervis Tetch gives him, he has a fedora type hat on, and he gives him a yellow jacket, which he then proceeds to put over his leather jacket.
And it's actually kind of horrifying. You're self-aware of what you're doing.
Right, but he's so under control that it's like, I don't care that you're uncomfortable. You're putting on two jackets. I don't care that
you have a Judge Dredd leather jacket on. You're going to put it over that jacket. Because I don't care. Because I'm not going to waste the time to tell you to change your jacket.
Yeah.
But then he's illustrated like he's just wearing one jacket. So, come on. Daryl Foigle or whatever your name is.
The next page we get, they're going into the park. And Batman prematurely ejaculates on himself. That's all I can think. He's hurt.
I'm thinking like he's turned into a vampire. I don't like this Batman.
No, he looks very creepy. But yeah, he's walking in the park and
jumping over fences really gives me my jollies.
Yeah. It's A-H-N.
And then he's creeped over. I'm fine.
Yeah. Sensitive.
I just filled up my bat diaper.
Shit.
And then the Mullet Falconer finds this giant...
it's way bigger than it was before.
The Mad Hatter had put this tracking device on this bird that grows over time so that it would get noticed later on.
That is great.
And Bane's like, let me see that real quick. Smash.
Yeah, he could probably just snap it, but you got to step on it.
Can we talk about how high his pelvis is in this last panel, though? On page 13, it's like Bane is in the background, but it's like his waist is all the way up to
his nipple. He actually looks short. He looks short, and it looks like this other guy's fondling
him. Yeah, he's like, hold on.
He's like a little...
You put the tracking device in your penis?
Yeah, he's like a little person, and the Falconer, the Mullet Falconer, is filling up his bowels.
Yeah, he is.
He's playing him like a puppet.
I don't get Bane's contraption on his neck. I need to look that up.
What?
I don't get Bane's contraption on his neck. It's like now it has a splitter.
Oh, yeah.
Connected to it. That turns liquid into gas.
Splitter.
How much liquid does it use also? Like he doesn't have any tanks on him. Is it just what's in his little wrist watch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've always wondered about that.
It'd be cool if you had like a belt with like a bunch of
like web fluid almost, like a little capsule
that he could just put in there. That'd be cool. We need to write Bane. DC, we're open, man. Just don't email us. Email Simon.
Yeah.
We should put your email on the website.
Flash it. I love that Robin still uses a slingshot. It's very the slingshot's a real deal. The shit's lethal, you know. They can mess you up, but
David and Goliath, man.
This right now in this particular sequence, we're getting a lot of back and forth, which isn't too confusing. I like that it's showing how quickly things are happening at the same time.
It's not confusing, but it's a lot.
Even though Film Freak just left and he's already where he needs to be. Yeah. He's already
at a superpower.
He's already at hotel. at North Point and Ninth Hotel.
The famous Gotham Hotel.
Yeah, just titled
Hotel. Yeah, Ninth, straight up Ninth Street. Yeah.
They have a Ninth Street, but it's number Ninth, and they also have a Ninth Street, N-I-N-T-H. And
this is just me being a spoiled person now, but like, that is the worst background.
The
just like the top? The
yeah, it's pretty boring.
That's just like, it's boring. I love these intricate, over the top backgrounds, and I know that's just like a personal thing, but that's what is the building to the side? Why even put the moon in there?
It's just super tall, like, man. Gotta have the moon.
I don't get it. Gotta have the moon. It's the most important part of Gotham.
Yeah, the
but yeah. Robin starts fucking stuff up with the slingshot, which again, I think it's cool.
Yeah,
I just think it's cool.
It's quiet,
even though he does have like Robin rings or whatever he calls
Robin rings. That's when he wears them on his fingers. His rings. Yeah.
It's like that Hal Jordan cover where he has all the rings on.
Yeah, I love
Extreme Batman.
I love that the Film Freak is immediately spotted. They're like, "Hey, there's a guy with a device out there."
Yeah, I love that, and I love that everyone in Gotham knows everybody.
Yeah,
like these are just guys, and they're like, "Oh yeah, he was in Arkham." They call him Film Freak. Like everybody knows because
his earrings look like film reels. That's
these 1993 binoculars are very advanced.
Also, no one else on the street,
yeah,
at all,
ever.
Yeah, it's ever.
Like, that's how Batman's just like bobsledding down Gotham, man.
You would think there would be at least more criminals.
I wouldn't be driving down the street if Batman was always bobsledding my car to the side.
That's true. I mean, you got a point. But
fuck Gotham. No one lives there except villains and Batman and police officers. Normal people don't live in Gotham.
No.
They'd be insane.
They're just lesser criminals.
That's why, yeah, exactly. That's why Arkham Asylum is the biggest building in Gotham. Because that's where everyone lives. Yeah, that's where everyone lives. Let's talk about Extreme Batman in that last panel. I hate it and I love it.
I think it is from the neck down. I think it's a great illustration. Except for the diaper. I think it's a great illustration.
The
diaper.
The head sucks. But and the curvy dots or just like the dotted pattern in the background. It's dumb, but it's like
it doesn't really fit the rest of the illustration. Like I don't mind the halftone dot pattern. Like I think that's fine. But it doesn't fit the illustration. It should have just been black.
Black. Yep. Yep. It's weird. Again, that's why I said I hate it and I love it. I don't know. It's just like, sure, why not? Make it crazy, man. Go nuts. Yeah.
Jervis Tetch was planning this whole thing, apparently. He knew that Batman was going to be there. Of course, he invited him, but he knew it.
Yeah, and we didn't talk about it, but he did invite Joker, Two-Face, Scarecrow. The other villains blew him off. And he was like, I knew they wouldn't come.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any friends. It's kind of depressing. This is the first time Simon and I see Venom shoot up. I know if you read this prelude or whatever, we might have seen him do it, but this is the first time we see him actually.
He's really got to look at that button when it happens too.
He's just so excited to do it, man. He's just like, hell yes.
Maybe when he does it really increases his like everything. So like he's real sensitive skin. He rubs his on things like
real sensitive. He's just like,
he gets spikies. He probably is like a cat, you know.
That's why it's only like over his nipples.
Yeah, just to show it off. German and I used to do an impression of a cat. Like cats are like, oh my god, it feels so good when they rub on things. Yeah. That's what Bane is like. Like when he's done juicing, he goes and just rubs
it's
on
ecstasy. The ecstasy couch, mixed with steroids.
People's legs and just whatever.
Except he gets off by murdering people, obviously.
Yeah. You stay here while I kill him.
Poor Film Freak. He's just like, man, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Fuck, the door's locked. Man, I'm going to go.
Yeah, I love that. The door's locked.
And I love that the Mad Hatter's having this conversation with him and having the conversation with Batman at the same time. That's great.
Yeah.
I like that. He should be a villain in the, maybe like not a Bane villain, but he should at least have some sort of big time appreciation. But like, how is Bane hearing the conversation? Because the bubble that says who's Bane is led to believe that it's in the ear of Film Freak.
Yeah, right? Well, it's in the hat. So, but it's apparently
broadcasting loudly. Yeah,
it's got the loudest. Well, Batman is yelling at him, but it's the worst walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
It's like a real ass, like old walkie-talkie.
Like it has like a giant like megaphone in the top of the hat.
Yeah, it's terrible. Not stealthy.
He drops down like Spider-Man.
The whole time he's trying to break into this place, it's just like...
It's just like... Yeah, you know, the microphone gets too close. Film Freak, man.
Yeah,
because it's like...
Bitch slap. Swuck.
It's the Mad Hatter told him to break into the building and kill whoever sent the... or had the Falcon or whatever. And he's like, damn, I can't really even fight back because Bane technically didn't have the Falcon. You also didn't tell me to like survive. You also didn't tell me to like fight for my life. So I'm just, he's like all still trying to break into the building while getting his ass kicked over and over and over.
Well, yeah. It's like the Falconer, I don't know. Jervis just expected like a regular ass dude. And then this super powered, like luchador S&M dude drops down.
he beats the shit out of him, man.
Well, he just gives him a good swuck. That's what it says. Onomatopoeia, yeah. Swuck. But he does, Film Freak does pull out the gun, shoots a trash can, spatang.
Ba-ding! This is where I think it's clip art for the onomatopoeia. They just start adding them in.
Yeah.
In post. So
also it's revealed that Jervis Hatch, Mad Hatter, does not know who Bane is. He doesn't know. So Batman's like, who the hell is it? And he's like, I don't even know who you're talking about, man. This is my own thing. He gets pissed off and he tells all these other crooks that have just been sitting there the whole time Batman is having this conversation to stimulate adrenal cortex. And he gets them all randy to fight Batman. They're just horny to fight Batman.
Activate erections. Oh, Batman.
No sword fighting.
Robin's just like, what the fuck am I? Why'd you even bring me, man?
This
slingshot thing?
Yeah, this Batman being pushed like that, like, to me, that's not.
Yeah.
Batman must be sick.
Yeah, because he would have did a front flip and then kicked him in the head or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. So we get Robin steps in, saves the day, kind of. Kicks the Mad Hatter, but doesn't really do anything. But this whole background fight between Bane, that's all I can focus on, is because he's just murdering this guy, man.
He's like ripping his arm out of socket.
Headbutting him to it, like turning him into a Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, that's, so when I saw that, I thought that that was going to be dead. Hit.
Yeah, that should have been the last panel. That was weird. That was weirdly set, and he said dead.
Yeah.
But why not make that the last panel?
That is by the way, the panel where he says dead, best panel in the whole book.
Best panel in the whole series so far.
I think that's like poster work. I don't know. That is a Lichtenstein painting. I love one, how he intrudes in the panel above, but everything is just really nice, nicely drawn. And
we cut that out and make that a shirt without getting sued?
I don't know, but that's a really nice, the Bane face is really nice.
Yeah.
Everything is illustrated. Colors, really well.
It looks great. Yeah, that's perfect. And then Batman's like, oh shit, I forgot. Mad Hatter, we just knock off the hats. I'm sorry, I'm sick.
Yeah.
And they just start popping off the hats, and the bad guy's like, fuck, I'm out of here, man. I'm not getting my ass kicked by Batman anymore.
Also, Robin gets attacked by a chimpanzee and survives. It doesn't even rip his face off.
Yeah, he should have.
Which is known to happen with chimpanzees.
And again, the Bane panels is all I can really think about. He's just kicking the shit out of this guy, man.
Yeah, again, right after the panel we were talking about, he does a headbutt. It says, cunch.
You know what I think? I think that guy's dead, and I think Bane's beating the shit out of this dead body.
He's still going. Yeah, because, I mean, ugh, rough. I do a lot of, so we're on page 20 now for those following along. I do like that Batman... I do like these fight sequences. I think they're really nice.
But they just make me feel like Adam West, which I love Adam West Batman, but it just seems like we talked about last time, is they hired someone to like capture golden age Batman, mm-hmm. but we need you to be edgy. And right. I feel like that's what this is. It's like the classic Adam West and fucking whatever his name is, Burt Ward fights. It's like that. It's like da na 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 zap pow choof ka-donk. Like that's what it is.
Yeah, the onomatopoeias are a lot, but I still, you know, I think
I do. I know I love this page. I'm all insults aside, I do love this page. But that's just where, you know, we mentioned it last time about how it's this is a weird transition phase and like how we're in the modern era.
Yeah, and I think that this particular artist of all things he does well so far is these action sequences. He really has a good sense of motion. And I like this costume. I like this Robin costume a lot. It's nice.
It was definitely the first one that I like, oh, Robin's cool. Everyone else, every other Robin costume is weird.
Yeah, it's like creepy pedophile weird.
It's weird. It's where Batman's a badass ninja and his sidekick is like a pixie elf.
He's like a shield is what he is. Like, pay attention to the little kid. Yeah. Yeah, he's looking for the pedophile. Like, that's how he kills he's the like, pedophiles.
Oh, he's like Chris Hansen. Batman's Chris Hansen.
Yeah, yeah. This is where... Let's have a
conversation here. Bam!
This is where Film Freak dies, I think. Because he gets kicked. He's still getting fucked up. Batman is doing his thing over here.
I feel like every hit is like a death blow, though.
Well, this one in particular, because he's screaming, and then you hear crack.
Yeah,
he's dead. You hear the bones breaking through the transmitter in Mad Hatter's hat, and he throws him against the trash can, calls him, "You're garbage," which is just good insult. Way to go, Bane.
Yeah, great comic. That fight is a great comic book. Back and forth, fight sequences, dialogue. Like, that's great.
They're doing a good job of showing that this stuff is happening in real time. Like, sometimes you might get this sequence and then you might get a whole nother sequence and then you get the end to that sequence.
Yeah, you have the off-tone colors for the Bane fights.
But showing that these two things are happening at the exact same time is great.
Yeah, and the connecting dialogue is through the hat. That's
cool. It is silly, though. Like, Bane basically is talking to Batman. I don't know if he knows that Batman can hear him. And you're dead, just like the Batman. I like that he seems kind of bullied. And Robin says, "He's wrong. We'll get him. I know we will." Yeah.
Batman's just whiny and depressive in this. He's like, "Oh." Robin's like, "We only have the rest of the madhouse to go." And he's like, "Yeah, plus Bane." It's just like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Shut up.
And he's all, yeah.
And the monkey in the last panel, I'm like, why?
He's just taking a shit on the table. But Batman has some dolphin teeth in that last. Yeah, he looks super weird. That's a terrible last panel.
And like a cleft lip.
Yeah, no offense to our cleft lip. I mean, it's just odd for Batman to have one. But
yeah, and let's talk about the lettering and the next Batman, or like the teaser for the next issue.
Yeah,
next in tech, the ventriloquist and amygdala.
Amygdala. Why? Yeah. Here.
Who wrote that?
Zaz the Slasher. Yeah, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I like it. Sorry, I'm going back a little bit. When Bane tosses Film Freak, he says, "You're garbage." He hits the trash can, and the onomatopoeia is trash. Trash! Yeah, that's
the best onomatopoeia I've seen in the entire series so far. Man, and it's top 10 comic book onomatopoeias yet. I've seen some great ones.
Yeah.
That's great. That's funny to me.
Trash!
If I saw that, I'd be like, yeah, that's great. 100% probably going to steal that for a book that we make.
But overall, I mean... I think
and I may just not notice it. I just caught it just now. Last page. Why did they feel the need to put that circular lollipop light in almost every panel on this last page?
Hold on.
Like it's just something I just noticed and I don't know why it's
in every. Oh yeah. That is weird. Yeah. I don't know.
Why? Like, even in the personal panel between Robin and Batman, the middle panel, it's just, like, right there in the middle.
Gotta have it, man. Source of light.
What? Yeah, it's like, we actually have a Lollipop Light company that paid for an advertisement in the recent Batman book.
Lollipop Lights.
You know, I read stuff like this, and this is the ending remarks. It's my, because, you know, we don't have to do, like, what do we think about the art, because we talk about it the whole time. But my ending remarks is, I could tell why comic books were going bankrupt in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really don't mean that as an insult. It's just like there's not a lot of substance there. There is, but you can tell that comic book writers were, I don't know. I just feel like the medium has progressed so much now with actual creatives and different artists taking different styles in and actual people that care about writing. And not saying that these guys don't care about writing, but it just seems like the craft and the medium has evolved a lot since the 90s.
Yeah, there's a lot of... There's just a lot of unnecessary things. They put hash marks everywhere. Hatch marks in the sky, hatch mark. You don't need it. It's fine.
The backgrounds, just to fill up space.
Yeah, my closing remarks are that, honestly, I think that this is a lot stronger than the last issue that we read. In both storytelling and art, the action sequences are really fun, and I think that the inventiveness with the panels and things like that are cool. But again, I agree, you know, like,
and I agree with everything you just said. It was miles better than, like, I was not interested in even reading another issue after the last issue.
That's what I said last time. We'll see how long it lasts.
but I'm into this. I could read this.
Yeah.
And not saying it's good, but I can read this.
It's much better. It's showing its age, but
yeah, no. It's 90s comics. I can read 90s comics. Not saying I'm going to be nice about it, but that's it. That's the thick cut.
Thick cut. Get you a slice.
I got to get some, like, bacon crackling sound effects or something.
Oh, that's good. At
the beginning of this.
Yeah.
And at the end. Let us know what you think, guys. I hope you read along with us. And next week, Simon, what issue of this series are we reading next week? Sorry, just close
it. So the next issue is Nightfall number 3, and it is still it's still in Batman. So it's Batman 493.
And I do love that cover, even though it's weird with the body underneath Batman, but I do love the Batman on that cover.
Yeah, it is cool. Like, I hate to say it, but it is cool.
It is cool. And it is Norm Brayfogle. So we'll see. We'll see what things.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it next week.
More of the same.
My.
It could.
To wrap things up, I wanted to say thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this sort of Patreon exclusive episode, or a sneak peek at our Patreon exclusive episodes. We really do appreciate all the support you guys give us. If you want a heads up on what we're reading throughout the month, then go over to my Twitter. Again, it's at Wednesday Pool, and sign up for our newsletter. It's a little newsletter that's at the top of our profile. I know, another shameless plug to round out the episode. But we are circling the drain. We'll see you next week.